News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Now, this is what we've been waiting for, at least those of us that were looking forward to fall. 47 degrees now at our studios here at Airport and 65. More details from Dr. Bill on the way. Heading for high in the 70s, I can tell you that. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Possible tree down off the airport between Trailwood Boulevard and Royalwood Boulevard. But no accidents this morning so far. It's a good ride if you travel from the 1065 split, traveling downtown and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne Fairhope Spanish Ford also checking in with no delays. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel, Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms and the spa. For reservations, go to grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 607 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. More updates from Kane, and also we'll have an in-depth discussion of this beautiful patch of weather with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up in just a second. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Authorities have made an arrest in a hit-and-run deadly crash in Baldwin County. Last Thursday night, Alabama State Troopers responded to the crash involving a pedestrian on I-10 near Robertsdale. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency has identified the victim as 43-year-old Maria Osorio of Gretna, Louisiana. They also confirmed she was originally a passenger in a vehicle which pulled over to the shoulder of the interstate near the 43-mile marker. Authorities say she exited the vehicle and walked into the road and was hit and killed, that driver leaving the scene. But less than 24 hours later, Alabama State Troopers, they arrested 48-year-old Ronald Milford Sims of Pensacola. He now faces a charge of felony leaving the scene of an accident. Bond has been set at $20,000. Authorities were able to locate the vehicle in Loxley, and that's when they contacted Florida authorities. Sims has been booked into the Baldwin County Jail. An investigation continues into why Osorio ever walked into the roadway. Changes coming to a hurricane-ravaged town, a couple of them actually, and that's bringing a sigh of relief to Florida as alcohol bans have been lifted in Bay County and Panama City. Those bans were put in place once Hurricane Michael touched down about 2 weeks ago now. The Panama City Beach City Council also changed the curfew within its city limits to 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., and they lifted the alcohol moratorium, allowing liquor to be sold from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Bay County then followed suit. The Panama City Beach City Council concluded that, quote, although a public emergency remains in many portions of incorporated and unincorporated Bay County, conditions in the city have been sufficiently restored so as to permit the sale, dispensing, and transportation of alcoholic beverages in the city. 35 Florida counties remain under a state of emergency after that Cat 4 storm touched down. Hurricane Michael has been blamed for 35 deaths across Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, and in Virginia. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 609 FM Talk 106.5. Thank goodness that maybe some sanity has come their way over in Florida, because you know what? As you need all day, I mean, if you have all day cleaning up the remnants of your house, trying to put your life back together, if somebody could sit down and have a beer or two in the evening, God bless them.
Seriously.
I mean, God bless them. All right. Coming up, we'll check in with Dr. Bill and Kane. Right now, we'll check in with News 5 for additional headlines right after this.
Dr. Bill Williams Weather, presented by Summerby Senior Living. Live an upscale, independent lifestyle with help when you need it. Our assisted living professional associates provide the support you need, and nurses are available 24/7.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An important reminder for those wanting to vote in the midterm elections next month. Today is the deadline to register. People can register by mail, in person, or online. Voters will go to the polls November 6th to elect a governor, attorney general, congressional and legislative representatives, and other offices. Alabama voters next month will decide a constitutional amendment regarding the display of the Ten Commandments in public schools and government buildings. The proposal would allow public schools and government buildings to display the Ten Commandments in a way that complies with constitutional requirements, such as being intermingled with historical documents. The two candidates for governor in Florida, Ron DeSantis and Andrew Gillum, squared off in their first debate Sunday night. The candidates spoke about several different topics, including school shootings, race, and President Trump.
I'm a big supporter of the school security. I think we need to do more.
That if they drop their kids off at school, they want to know when they go to pick them up, will they pick them up alive or in body bags?
The pair also talked about Medicaid expansion, tax plans, and the Comey investigation. Early voting also kicks off today in Florida. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good, like real good. You know what I'm saying? Like real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
You wouldn't go on a trip without knowing where you're going. Retirement is the same. That's where the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show can help. Join host Don Moore for the latest on retirement, tax, and legacy planning. Sunday afternoon at 2 here on FM Talk 106.5.
The Daphne Library has added many popular digital magazines to its collection of e-books, audiobooks, and streaming video on the library website. Redbook, Popular Mechanics, and Reader's Digest had the collection for readers of all ages. You'll need a library card to participate, then visit camellia.overdrive.com or download Libby, the award-winning one-tap reading app. To acquire a card, visit the Daphne Library. Learn more about the digital program at 620-2500.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Good morning, 614 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Associated Press Top 25 poll was released Sunday after week 8 of the college football season. And for the first time this season, the Alabama Crimson Tide are unanimously ranked number 1 with all 61 first place votes. After beating undefeated North Carolina State, Clemson rose one spot to number 2 this week. That's because Ohio State dropped from number 2 to number 11. After being upset by Purdue 49-20.
Notre Dame is number 3 and LSU number 4. That sets the stage for a top 5 matchup between the Tigers and Crimson Tide in Baton Rouge. That comes up on November the 3rd. Both teams have a bye this weekend. Michigan is ranked number 5 in the newest poll, while number 14, Washington State, was the biggest rise in the rankings this week. They jumped 11 spots after beating Oregon. There are now 6 SEC teams in the top 25. Alabama at number 1, LSU at number 4, Georgia is ranked 7th, Florida 9th, Kentucky 12th, and Texas A&M 16th, while Mississippi State fell out of the rankings after losing for the third time this season. In the NFL, former Auburn Tigers running back Kerryon Johnson rushed for 158 yards, and the Detroit Lions beat Miami 32-21. New Orleans beat Baltimore 24-23, with Ravens kicker Justin Tucker missing an extra point for the first time in 233 career attempts. The Saints got out of Baltimore with that win. They've now won 5 in a row.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, seriously. 223 extra points attempts. Finally missed one, the last one of the game. Adam Thielen tied an NFL record Sunday with his seventh consecutive 100-yard game to begin the season. He had 9 catches for 110 yards and a touchdown as the Vikings beat the Jets 37-17. Jacksonville starting quarterback Blake Bortles was benched for Cody Kessler in a 20-7 loss to Houston. It was Jacksonville's 4th consecutive loss, and Cam Newton threw 2 touchdown passes and led a Carolina Panthers comeback victory over the Philadelphia Eagles 21-17. The Eagles led 17-0 to begin the fourth quarter. In NASCAR, Chase Elliott won Sunday's Cup playoff elimination race at Kansas Speedway. Elliott fended off a late charge from Kyle Busch to capture his 3rd win of the year. The win is Elliott's 2nd in the round of 12 after he won at Dover. Top 5 was completed by Kyle Larson, Eric Jones, and Martin Truex Jr. The round of 8 begins this next Sunday. That'll include Elliott, Harvick, Eric Almirola, Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., Joey Logano, Kurt Busch, and Clint Bowyer. In golf, Brooks Koepka won the CJ Cup by 4 strokes and became the number 1 ranked golfer in the world in the process. The 3-time major winner Koepka closed out the win in South Korea with a final round 8 under 64. It's the first time he's been ranked world number 1 in his career. The NBA suspended players involved in Saturday night's brawl between the Houston Rockets and Los Angeles Lakers. Brandon Ingram will be suspended for 4 games and Rajon Rondo 3 for the Lakers, while Houston's Chris Paul will sit out for 2 games. And in baseball, the 2018 World Series is set.
Okay, here we go.
With the Boston Red Sox and L.A. Dodgers meeting for Game 1 in Boston on Tuesday night. Red Sox opened as a slight betting favorite over Los Angeles. Red Sox last won the series in 2013 in 6 games over St. Louis, while Los Angeles is aiming for its first championship since 1988. They have met once before in the World Series. Back in 1916.
Oh, yeah. That was a heck of a
series. Yeah. That's back when Boston beat Brooklyn behind a big game from pitcher Babe Ruth.
Yeah, holy cow.
So that was the last time they met. Yep. And they rarely play outside of that. They haven't played much at all since then.
So this one, for what I've heard of it, so this will be good. The TV people are happy with this. I mean, I'm not particularly happy, but I know the TV people like this.
Oh, for sure. The Boston-LA
big
rivalry.
Big markets.
Mm-hmm. Most people think basketball, the Celtics and the Lakers.
Right.
But now you've got the Dodgers and the Red Sox. I think it's going to be huge, for sure.
Yeah, big media markets. All right, thank you, man.
No problem. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Are you ready for a big Sony TV? At Bailey's TV, you'll find the biggest, baddest Sony TV you'll ever own. How about a 65-inch? Would you believe $11.99?
Want to go bigger?
Try this out. A Sony 75-inch, now just $22.99.
Or how about the biggest?
Would you pay $39.99 for a huge 85-inch? Get one now at Bailey's. That's right, just $39.99 for an 85-inch Sony. All these large Sonys are 4K smart TVs. Great, super bad, super big TVs. Get them while they last at Bailey's TV, Government and Lakeside. 666-0444.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a 3-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, are you driving up for the big game this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingan's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingan's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingan's Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs will treat you like family. Call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
Football in the South. Tailgate season at FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza. A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans, including supersized Adirondack chairs from Old Time Feed on Greeno Road in Fairhope. A two-week four-seat cart rental and delivery from the Cart Doctor on Highway 90 West in Theodore. Team logo 14-karat gold pendants from Carrot Patch Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. A perfect tailgate selection from Fairhope Brewing Company. And a 55-inch Samsung QLED 4K TV, plus a Samsung soundbar from Bailey's TV on Government Boulevard. Total value over $5,500. Register to win at any of our partner locations. A qualifier from each location is entered to win the grand prize. A 1 in 5 chance to win it all. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Tailgate in style with the Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery. Traffic center, not a bad start from Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Fairhope. Again, if you're traveling through Mobile, they do have a report of a tree down off of Airport Boulevard between Trailwood Boulevard and Royalwood Boulevard. But beyond that, a perfect start to the morning. Bundle up, a little chilly outside, and no problems. Northbound 65 to Saraland, it's a good ride in. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. Providing new roofs and roof repairs, see them online at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. This segment of the show brought to you by the Original Oyster House. Check it out, Causeway location tonight and every night through Thursday from 5 to 7 in the evening. $6.99 appetizers, dollar off drafts. Start your evening for dinner or maybe just close out a work day. But it's 5 to 7 every afternoon, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. $6.99 appetizers, dollar off drafts. Also, check out their website for their live music schedule because they're doing that as well at the Causeway location. Of course, great seafood at both locations, the original Oyster House at the foot of 59 in Gulf Shores and on the Mobile Bay Causeway, online at originaloysterhouse.com. 6:23, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A teacher loved by so many was remembered by family and friends for her love of people and of her faith. On Saturday, the community said their goodbyes to Charlotte Skoda, a longtime Faith Academy teacher killed after being involved in a hit and run and succumbing to her injuries last week. Bailey Hobson has been charged with manslaughter for his involvement in the deadly accident on Schillinger Road. Pastor Scott Howard of Life Church eulogized Ms. Skoda on Saturday, saying, quote, "When it came time for Charlotte to die, she did not have to change a thing. She died the way she lived, full of love for God and for love of people. Wow." The family says they accept Hobson's apology. Two separate food delivery robberies within 2 months and arrests have been made. Last month, the victim stated an unknown subject approached him from behind on Orange Street while he was trying to deliver a pizza. The victim says the man pointed a gun at him and demanded the pizza and money. The victim said he started to run and the gunman fired multiple shots. He was shot once. The victim may have been injured, but he still was able to tell police that he saw a woman get into his vehicle and drive off. The victim was transported to the local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
Then on Wednesday, October 17th, on Kippy Street, another incident involving a delivery person. This person says as he exited his vehicle to deliver food to that location, an unknown male and female got into his vehicle. He says a man was armed with a gun and demanded him to give up his property and the food. The victim did so, and then he says he ran. Thankfully, no injuries were reported in this incident. Mobile police say 20-year-old Kevin Franks is a suspect in the robbery on Kippy Street and faces two counts of robbery first degree and assault second degree for his role in the crimes. 18-year-old Thomas Rogers, also arrested on October 18th, he has been charged with robbery first degree after being located with a stolen vehicle. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
625 FM Talk 106.5 had Mobile mornings on this finally chilly, you could say chilly maybe today, cool morning.
Feels great outside.
47 at our studios, heading for high around 77. More from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams about 10 minutes from right now. Yesterday was fantastic as well.
Mm-hmm.
The cool weather moving on in. Saturday was not so cool, but the transition happened. And looks like this week's going to hold to, I don't know, a day or so of this. And then still cooler, but rain moves in the forecast. And Doc will break that down for us. Talk to him here in just a little bit. Of course, too, crunch time for voting for the general election coming up next month. Today, the last day to get registered.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, I am just like I am for the markets. When they want to ban soft drinks in the city, sugary soft drinks, mm-hmm. or ban certain sizes of sugary soft drinks, I said, come on. What you need to do is you have posted how many calories. I love what the fast food restaurants have done, and it actually helps me make a better decision sometimes. Post what the calorie counts are on something, then let people decide what they want to get.
Yeah.
Same thing on voting. There's some that want to hold people's hands. I know this is going to be very unpopular, but this whole idea that you've got to be led, you've got to be handed on a silver platter how to vote, no. It should be, the information should be out there that, hey, here are your deadlines, here's where you go to get registered, and then if you want to go vote, you'll go through the process of registering to vote.
Yeah, and speaking of the calories thing, I mean, I have felt more shame since they started adding the calories to the menus.
That's what it's all about, man, is shame.
But you should feel shame, too, if you can't figure out how to vote with all of these instructions out there for you. And I do agree. I think people... and of course, everyone wants their own people in office, but
yes.
They're trying so hard, and it's so transparent to try to get... They just want to take everybody to the polls and tell them to vote exactly how they want to vote.
That's right, but they'll say, this is nonpartisan. It's just,
yes, it's just an American thing.
Yes, and it is an American thing to give all the information. The information should be widely available that, hey, here's your deadline, here are the rules, and here are the places you go to get registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Then either you do it or you don't.
Right.
This whole thing, like some entity out there is going to be your mother reminding you to go get registered to vote. I don't know. I don't know if that was that's the job of the government. It should be that, hey, this is here. This is something that is available to you. You can do it. This is part of your birthright as an American citizen. And then if you choose to do it, fine. Other than that, we ain't got time for that. Something like that. 627, we'll check in with News 5 right now.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. As Mobile police investigate a deadly weekend shooting, the victim's family plans to honor him on the same street where his life was taken. They plan to hold a candlelight vigil for Justin Mooney tonight at 7 o'clock on Raven Drive. Mooney died Saturday afternoon in his mother's driveway. He was caught in crossfire of a drive-by shooting. Mooney's family says the two other people injured were the intended targets. No arrests have been made. A homicide investigation is underway in Milton. A man was found shot to death on John Hamm Road near Highway 87. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office confirms the body was found shortly after 11:30 last night. The first deputies to arrive on the scene attempted to revive the victim, but he was pronounced dead. The victim has not been identified. More than 100,000 people across the Florida panhandle are still in the dark as crews work to restore power 12 days after Hurricane Michael. Most of those outages are in Bay County. Gulf Power spokesman Jeff Rogers says 1,200 employees are on the ground working, in addition to 6,200 people from 15 states helping out. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
I'm a mother, and like most moms, my family is my priority. I'm concerned about our community. I teach my children personal responsibility and the importance of marriage. I feel strongly about the issues facing us today, such as the right to defend myself and my family. I believe a child has a right to life. I believe in smaller government and lower taxes on my family's income. Because of these beliefs, I'll be voting Republican on November 6th.
This message is presented and paid for by the Baldwin County Republican Party.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Fine Mom, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
What is your definition of fake news?
Fake news is reporting fake news.
Brilliant.
There was a time when people thought the Earth was a level plain between two mountains that were set there to hold up the sky, and that the stars were lamps hung from that sky.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
The Kremlin is denying President Trump's claims that Russia is violating a three-decades-old nuclear forces treaty. The president saying he's pulling the U.S. out of the treaty, and that's drawing strong reaction from Russian leaders, as we hear from Fred Pleitkin in Moscow.
There were some who accused the U.S. of blackmailing Russia. There was one politician who said that the U.S. wants to set off another Cuban missile crisis, that this could have catastrophic consequences, not just for Russia and the United States, but for the entire world.
White House National Security Advisor John Bolton has meetings on the treaty today in Moscow. The growing crowd of Central American migrants in southern Mexico has resumed its advance toward the U.S. border. They overwhelmed Mexican officials' attempts to stop them at Mexico's southern border. The Pentagon has confirmed that U.S. Army Brigadier General Jeffrey Smiley was one of two Americans wounded in Thursday's attack in Afghanistan. The attack killed the police chief of the southern Afghan province of Kandahar. Pre-market trading shows the NASDAQ up 50 points on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. For decades, credit scores have been based mostly on borrowers' payment histories. That's about to change. The Wall Street Journal says Fair Isaac, creator of the widely used FICO credit score, plans to roll out a new scoring system that factors in how consumers manage the cash in their checking, savings, and money market accounts. The Ultra FICO score, as it's called, isn't meant to weed out applicants. Rather, it's designed to boost the number of approvals for credit cards, personal loans, and other debt by taking into account a borrower's history of cash transactions, which could indicate how likely they are to repay. About 500 Japanese business leaders will accompany Prime Minister Shinzo Abe when he visits Beijing this week amid an ongoing China-U.S. trade feud that is hurting industries on both sides. Abe's three-day visit starting Thursday will mark a further step in returning bilateral relations to a normal trajectory following a 2012 spat over ownership of uninhabited East China Sea islands. And that's Your Money Now.
The 7th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale's going on now with incredible deals at Lumber Liquidators. We've got hundreds of floors on sale up to 50% off, in stock and ready to go. Save big on waterproof floors, all on sale from just 39 cents. Get wood look laminate flooring, all on sale up to 40% off. Pre-finished hardwood and bamboo starting at 99 cents, plus special financing. Stop by your local Lumber Liquidators store or visit lumberliquidators.com today.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. so can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
And 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And no, good morning, Dr. Bill. 40-something at our 48 at our studios. This is fantastic.
Yeah, beautiful day yesterday. And we had a few showers around on Saturday. The airport really didn't get any rainfall. But the front went through, moved offshore, and what a day yesterday, and we're in for another nice one today. Yesterday we had officially a high of only 72, and it was down to 49 degrees, and of course we're in the 40s again this morning. Look for a high today up around 74, 75 degrees. We should have partly cloudy skies, so a very, very pleasant day. Tonight, clouds will increase. There is a slight chance of a shower. It won't be as cold tonight. Looks like upper 50s for tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, we've got a combination of things here. A warm front over the Gulf is going to come very close to the coast. At the same time, another cold front is moving down through the northern portion of Alabama tomorrow. And we're sort of in between. So look for a few showers tomorrow. But temperatures still on the cool side, 72 degrees for the high tomorrow afternoon, but a chance of a few showers, especially in the afternoon. The front comes in, and we clear off nicely on Wednesday. It should be, let's call it partly cloudy, and high on Wednesday around 75 degrees. But then a low-pressure system over the southern portion of Texas, really along the Texas coast, it's going to move to the east, right along the Gulf Coast. And we're going to see some showers develop on Wednesday night. And then it looks like a rainy day on Thursday, but kind of cool. In other words, we're going to see moisture come in over the top of the cool air. And the high on Thursday only in the upper 60s. And just about a pretty good bet that we're going to see rain through most of the day. Friday, things improve. The low moves on to the east. Clouds will linger, slight chance of a shower, but a high only in the upper 60s. And then the dry air sweeps over the area for Saturday and Sunday. Looks really good with plenty of sunshine and highs in the low to mid 70s. So it looks like the dreary day this week is going to be Thursday with quite a bit of shower activity.
That's fine. We're at work, so that's good. The weekend looks good. That sounds like a little more seasonable on temperatures. I got to ask you this, though, Dr. Bill. You mentioned a low off the Texas coast coming up bringing rain. Makes me think of things out over the water. How are the tropics looking?
Right now, we're pretty good. Out in the Atlantic, where we had quite a bit of activity, we're now seeing some drier air or frontal system moving down into that area. And thus we don't expect any tropical activity. If anything would occur, it'd be in the western areas, but even that looks good right now. So we're getting that time of the year where the best chance for any kind of development is the western Caribbean or the Gulf of Mexico. And it looks like the Atlantic season is kind of coming to an end.
All right. This is good news for sure. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast. Also, eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. And speaking of hurricanes and the aftermath, if you'll check out the front page of FM Talk 106.5 on Facebook, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. I forwarded or shared a picture here, two pictures actually, from it's a group I'm on Facebook that deals with. This is just how nerdy I am. Longleaf pine ecosystems. I'm trying to explain to you. I am that nerdy. But it was a real eye opener. Shows two pictures. The front of Tyndall Air Force Base before the impact of Hurricane Michael, and then the picture afterwards. And if you want to talk about trees, remember how obsessed I was with what was going to happen with the trees with that storm. If you look at the picture, look at that forest. And look at the difference from before and after. It is absolutely jaw-dropping.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, what, 99% of the trees maybe down in that picture?
Yeah, it looks like a crew went out there and actually cleared.
Yeah, it looked like a clear cut. It looks like who spent a little time driving through the country in Alabama, it looks like a real sloppy clear cut.
Yes.
Is what it looks like.
Amazing.
And that's right there at Tyndall Air Force Base, where I heard them talking the other night on the Scuttlebutt Network, which, by the way, that's our show, 8 o'clock on Wednesday nights, Veterans Show, hosted by veterans and for veterans. And they were talking about some of the impacts on the families at Tyndall that were moved out, obviously, with the storm, and then trying to get them back into doing what they're supposed to do at the Air Force Base. Because we think about, okay, well, the planes and those assets are moved out, but you have all the barracks, you have the people that work there at Tyndall. It's part of their assignment for Air Force folks, not just the pilots. I mean, there's a whole bunch of support crews and everything that goes on there. There is nothing over there for them right now at Tyndall, let alone all those communities from Mexico Beach, Panama City, and over towards Apalachicola. So keep those people in your prayers this morning. 641, and we'll check traffic coming up next.
Summerbee Assisted Living lets you live an upscale, independent lifestyle while offering help when you need it. Our professional associates provide the support you need, and registered nurses are available 24/7. Don't miss out on 2018 rates starting at $36.95 on select apartments for a limited time. Schedule your personal tour today to select the apartment of your choice before they sell out. Call 888-825-1670 or visit summerbeespark.com to learn more.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise in this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department of Clear State Troopers have got an accident. They're working with County off of Highway 43 in front of the Chevron. One lane northbound is shut down. Beyond that, a great ride from Mobile into Daphne and along the Bayway and the Causeway. Light traffic and no delays. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festivals. They present celebrations from around the world. It's coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. You'll be able to taste exotic cuisine, enjoy entertainment from around the globe, and shop for special treasures. Find out more at MobileInternationalFestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 642 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings, Monday style. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane. Of course, phone number, text line 343-0106. Website, Facebook page and website up and ready to go this morning. Facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. And the website, guess what? The address we got all those years ago.
Was it fmtalk1065.com?
Lucky for us, it was. It's not a .net or a .biz or all the .whatevers mm-hmm. we were going to supposedly work with.
Or even .eu. We might have had to go to that.
Yeah, but we didn't. We got lucky and we got the .com. Up there, too, amongst items like the online opinion poll question, the schedule, the live listen button are three big things, what you need to know this morning. You've got how to help, guide on how to help with the Hurricane Michael relief. Also, the caravan of migrants still marching towards the United States, even though they said they couldn't stop them at the Mexican border. Did you hear that in the news update at 6:30?
Yes, and Mexican riot police actually traveling alongside the caravan, but said they were helpless, couldn't do anything.
Couldn't stop them. So the human wave still coming, and Turkey is going to reveal details in their probe of Khashoggi's killing here. This is a story. The reason why, Because you look at this and you go, why are we spending so much time on this story? Well, Khashoggi, American citizen. Okay, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, yes, the gruesome nature of what's described in his killing, and there'll be more on this. And then where does it put the United States? What do we, you know, what would be the proper response from President Trump to the Saudis? What, you know, what is an equivalent? What should it be, breaking off of all relations? Should they have to do X, Y, or Z? These are some of the questions we'll talk about coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And then on a little lighter note, top Halloween costumes. You know, it's always this time of year. Okay, we score the here at top. So this is the way you will know if your Halloween costumes that you have picked are like one of, like what everybody else is, trendy. There you go, what everybody else is doing. Which, by the way, I tell you what we've done at the house.
What's that?
First time ever, got the orange lights.
Oh,
instead of Christmas lights being white or whatever, I got the spooky Halloween lights. So I put those on the front porch, and then we have one of the little projector screens that projects. Now, when I left the house before the weekend, I had spooky ghosts on there. I get home because there's little cards. It's spooky skeletons.
Wow, they changed overnight.
Yes,
or overday.
One of the children had found the cards and they switched out to spooky skeletons. But yes,
I always love hearing the list of Halloween costumes.
Okay, well, you'll love this.
One of my favorite times of the year.
I'm going to have your help maybe on number one here. But number 10, princess. Okay. Rabbit is number 9.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and it doesn't, not Eminem from 8 Mile, but rabbit. I
wonder what caused rabbit to hop into the top 10.
See, that's a joke. I get jokes. So rabbit, number, somebody can tell us on the text line why rabbit is trending as a Halloween costume.
Yeah, I need to know.
Number 8, pirate. Okay, it's pretty much always pirates in there. Number 7, superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's pretty consistent.
Okay, Harley Quinn. Character from Suicide Squad and Batman.
Yes, the Marvel movie, right?
Right.
Or DC.
Is Harley Quinn...
Yeah, Harley Quinn is...
Because I'm thinking like Harlequin.
Well, do you remember, all of the ads for that movie, the Suicide Squad, the crazy clown-looking girl who is the Joker's girlfriend.
Okay.
That's Harley Quinn is.
Harley Quinn, as in Harlequin. Okay, I get the joke. Number 5, a witch. Okay, that's pretty standard.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4... Because these costumes are so funny, I hope they mean the T-Rex one, dinosaur.
Yeah, I love it. Did you see that college band that came out with hundreds of the T-Rex with small arms, and they had a choreographed T-Rex dance in those costumes? That was pretty classic.
Though, I mean, I don't know what it is about a T-Rex costume. Here is a gigantic dinosaur of the past, huge meat eater, but I see somebody in the costume, it makes me laugh. Number 3, unicorn.
Okay.
That probably is because my daughter and her friends, you know, unicorn, driving the unicorn. Number 2, Spider-Man.
Yep, that's a all-timer there, Spider-Man.
Let me suggest, too, though, on Spider-Man, that's good for the kids or for adults that are very fit.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get you a gut... It's not. I've seen the dads in the Spider-Man costume. If there's a gut, you need not to wear the one-piece costume.
No, not at all. But also, you know, if you're on that, if you're on the precipice of being too old to trick or treat anymore, this is one that covers your face. You could still go out and get some candy at 16 or 17.
But
years
it
old.
Enhances your gut. I'm just saying.
That's true.
At number 1 here, Fortnite. Now, Fortnite is a game,
yeah,
right?
I'm not sure.
Is that, I mean, I am ignorant on this. I don't play the video games.
I thought that people had their own avatars for that. I didn't think that there were any specific characters, but I'm ignorant of this. I've never played the game. I just thought that everyone kind of made their own online avatar. So maybe you dress up as yourself as a Fortnite character.
Okay.
I'm not sure how that works.
If somebody can let us know on the text line, 343-0106. All right, 6:47, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Good news for Austal USA, as the U.S. Navy gives the green light to purchase materials for the 13th Expeditionary Fast Transport after being awarded the undefinitized contract action worth $57.8 million. That money will enable Austal USA to purchase items for production engineering and materials needed for future vessels. So Austal can then order components like diesel engines, water jets, and reduction gears. The Government Accountability Office has said that such contract actions can be used to meet urgent needs, allowing the Department of Defense to, quote, authorize contractors to begin work before reaching a final agreement on contract terms. This information coming to us from AL.com. The EPF is
a multi-purpose catamaran that can transport troops, supplies, or machinery, and has an articulated dock, which allows it to load and unload heavy cargo in unimproved ports. Also, USA reports the total value of the program through 12 ships has been more than $2.5 billion. And looking ahead, military spending allocations for the 2018-2019 fiscal year include money for a 14th EPF. If you're headed to work this morning, there's a good news, bad news scenario if you want to talk about Mega Millions. Bad news first, no one correctly picked the winning numbers last Friday. But here's the good news, you still have a chance to go for the gold. More than $1.6 billion. That's the new jackpot number right now, but as more people purchase tickets, that number will climb. Last Friday's winning numbers, 15, 23, 53, 65, 70, and the Mega Ball was 7. The chance of winning the big prize is 1 in 303 million. The next drawing is Tuesday, October the 23rd. Mega Millions tickets are sold in 44 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Tickets are not sold in Alabama, Alaska, Hawaii, Mississippi, Nevada, and Utah. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An important reminder for those wanting to vote in the midterm elections next month. Today is the deadline to register. People can register by mail, in person, or online. Voters will go to the polls November 6th to elect a governor, attorney general, congressional and legislative representatives, and other offices. Alabama voters next month will decide a constitutional amendment regarding the display of the Ten Commandments in public schools and government buildings. The proposal would allow public schools and government buildings to display the Ten Commandments in a way that complies with constitutional requirements, such as being intermingled with historical documents. The two candidates for governor in Florida, Ron DeSantis and Andrew Gillum, squared off in their first debate Sunday night. The candidates spoke about several different topics, including school shootings, race, and President Trump.
I'm a big supporter of the school security. I think we need to do more.
That if they drop their kids off at school, they want to know when they go to pick them up, will they pick them up alive or in body bags?
The pair also talked about Medicaid expansion, tax plans, and the Comey investigation. Early voting also kicks off today in Florida. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 651 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Associated Press Top 25 poll was released yesterday after week 8 of the college football season. And for the first time this year, the Alabama Crimson Tide unanimously ranked number one with all 61 first place votes. That comes, of course, after they beat the Tennessee Vols 58-21 on Saturday. After beating undefeated North Carolina State, Clemson rose one spot to number two. That's because Ohio State dropped from number 2 to number 11. They lost to Purdue 49-20 on Saturday. Notre Dame is ranked number 3 and LSU number 4. That sets the stage for a top 5 matchup between the Tigers and the Crimson Tide in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's coming up on November the 3rd. Both teams have a bye this weekend. Michigan's ranked number 5. Washington State made the biggest jump of any team. They went to number 14, 11 spots after beating Oregon. And there are now six SEC teams ranked in the top 25. Alabama at number 1, LSU at number 4, Georgia ranked 7th, Florida 9th, Kentucky 12th, and Texas A&M 16th. Mississippi State fell out of the rankings after losing for the third time this season. In NASCAR, Chase Elliott won Sunday's Cup playoff elimination race at Kansas Speedway. That was his second win in the round of 12. The round of 8 begins this weekend with the first day to 500 at Martinsville Speedway. And in golf, Brooks Koepka won the CJ Cup by 4 strokes and became the number 1 ranked golfer in the world in the process. 6:53 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger.
piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles, or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Paid political ad by Finley for Circuit Judge.
I'm Carlos Finley. Mobile County deserves an experienced, character-filled judge to serve on its circuit court. A judge with a Christian foundation, strong family values, and a dedicated work ethic who is a responsible fiscal conservative. Judges are held to a higher standard than lawyers, and they should be. I've been sworn to uphold the rule of law as a municipal court judge, and I will continue to do so on the circuit court bench. A good judge doesn't play in the game. They call balls and strikes.
Vote Carlos Finley for Mobile County Circuit Judge, November 6th.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, new action now, this time on the interstate, northbound 65, right on the Government Street Boulevard overpass past the exit. As you're traveling, watch your speed. Officers are just arriving there. Northbound 65 to Chickasaw and Saraland. It's a nice ride on our Monday morning. The South Alabama football team hosting the Troy Trojans tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at LAD. Come early for a free concert and tailgate beginning at 4:30 with over 20 restaurants providing free food. Find your tickets at USAJaguars.com. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 6:55. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you love a good auction, this is your week. As Wednesday, October the 24th, the state's surplus property auction is set for the highest bidder. Vehicles, computers, office furniture, appliances, and more all up for auction in Montgomery. The auction will be held at the Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs Surplus Property Division Warehouse. The auction starts at 8 a.m. and will continue until the very last item is sold. Here's a sneak peek of some of the items looking for a new home: dormitory furniture, medical lifts, a flatbed trailer, and a scoreboard and bleachers. If you're looking for a vehicle, a 2010 Ford F-150 needs a new home, a 2014 Ford E-350 passenger van, and a 2010 Ford Explorer, all looking for the highest bidder. Here's what you need to do, though. You need to bring a photo ID and have your Social Security number or your federal employee ID. That's needed to bid on items. If you'd like more information, call 334-284-0577. If you are a night owl and love science, you may have seen quite a celestial light show overnight. NASA confirms the Orionids meteor shower at peaked overnight from Sunday, October 21st, to this morning. That shower would produce between 15 to 20 meteors per hour and was best seen between 2 and 5 a.m. The Orionids tend to peak midway through the month of October. According to NASA, these meteors are on the move, traveling at about 148,000 miles per hour, all while leaving glowing, quote, trains, which are incandescent bits of debris in the wake of the meteor, which lasts for several seconds to several minutes. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. That brings one of the, it's the same Orionid meteor shower that brings which one of the comets through? It's like that's going to be coming back soon where we'll see it. I'm sure somebody will let me know on the text line. And by the way, state auction, all those things. There's some really cool state auctions they do for all their heavy equipment and stuff for the state. They usually do them the Wood, Russell Wood, and those people up there in Montgomery. So J.W. Wood or something like that auction. Something to check out online if you're looking for that equipment. I'm just wondering if Wanda's desk from the Governor Bentley fame ever makes the auction. What do y'all think? 657, hour number two on the way next.